SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Dangerous weather through parts of the Midwest and South. Tornadoes ripping through a neighborhood in suburban Omaha. Resident Kim Woods.
The whole neighborhood just to the north of us is pretty flattened, and some of the cul-de-sacs, people in our immediate neighborhood seem to be safe, but there's been a lot of loss and a lot of fire and rescue trying to retrieve what they can.
Our neighbor Brent Richardson says there's just really nothing left.
Utter destruction, just chaos. You got a neighborhood that's trying to band together to help people out, and you have some people trapped in houses that were trying to get out, and there's houses that aren't standing anymore. It's utter chaos. It's like a movie scene. It's so unreal. It's nothing I've ever witnessed in my life.
No fatalities have been reported. In the meantime, a couple of twisters have reportedly touched down today in Oklahoma and Kansas. Also at srnnews.com, British Columbia government is making changes to its drug decriminalization policy to stop drug use in public places.
Premier David Eby is asking the federal government to make illicit drug use illegal in all public places, including inside hospitals, on transit, and in parks. Eby said the government still believes addiction is a health issue, not a criminal laws issue. Possession of small amounts of opioids, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA, also called ecstasy, was decriminalized in B.C. last January after the federal government issued an exemption to the province to try to stem the overdose death toll. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Three children have been hurt when a minivan they were in rolled down a hill onto a concrete baseball dugout in Illinois. Kids were hospitalized and with moderate injuries. Police say they were among four kids in the parked minivan, but apparently someone accidentally slipped it into drive, and then the van took off. This is SRN News. Some lawmen taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in that state's constitution. Pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless it's done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Scary ride for some Delta passengers. Here's Keith Peters.
An emergency slide fell off a Delta plane that was taking off from New York, and pilots returned to the airport and landed safely. The incident happened Friday after takeoff from JFK Airport. The Boeing 767 was scheduled to fly to Los Angeles with 176 passengers and 7 crew members. Delta says passengers were put on another plane to L.A. Delta says it's evaluating the plane and helping with efforts to find the emergency slide. Keith Peters reporting.
Well, authorities say a freight train derailment and resulting fire forcing the closure of a major east-west interstate trucking route that near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. Officials do say that no injuries have been reported in the derailment. The investigation is underway. More details at srnnews.com.